Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into the Big Nooner here, the firm of Harrison Meringue. We do this bad boy every single Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thank you for being a part of our days. We are stoked to be a part of your days. You know the rules after us. We'll toss it over to the bonus hour of the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 1 to 3. And then it's prime time, a little scheduling note from 3 to 6:30, because at 6:30 we'll toss it to our guys up in Seattle, Adam Sussman doing the pregame, postgame coverage for the Timbers as they are in Seattle to take on the Sounders. Kick is at 7:30. You can catch all that action right here on the Fan Sports Network, your home of the Timbers, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM for the game tonight. I personally am very, very excited to get MLS back in shape. It's kind of, as fun as the World Cup is, it's kind of nice to get back into your local roots, and I'm excited for this game tonight and just kind of get back into our normal schedule. I know people have asked. I do not know anything about the managerial situation for the Timbers. As soon as I know,
why not?
You will know. I don't know that answer, Danny. I don't know that answer.
I got nothing else for you.
Okay, I was like, don't push me, because when it comes basketball, I'll kill you. I don't know anything, I promise.
You've leaned on me. Tell me. Tell me.
Tell me. Tell me. If I knew anything, I would share it. Because what do I care?
Liar.
So stick around that. I don't know what it is, but you know us.
I play dumb all the time.
I don't know what the actual number is. The game will end at 9:30 post-game, 9:30-ish post-game around, finish up around 10:15, maybe 10:30 at the latest. So someone do the math. That's a ton of wall-to-wall local coverage here on the Fan Sports Network. Casey's looking at me like he's going to say something. Well, you were looking at me like you were going to say something.
Because that's the time that I'm going to have to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Don't make
Sorry,
me do
amigo.
The math.
Sorry, amigo. Coming back full circle into this Blazers situation, some thoughts on the text line that I wanted to read. Because this has become so politicized, and I think that was something that I kind of complained about yesterday, Danny, is that this shouldn't be right versus left. This should be what's...
I don't think it is,
but I
for
think
the
it
most
is,
part.
But it is kind of not in the traditional of right versus left, like Republican-Democrat, but it has created this super polarizing, divisive sides, and nobody wants to lie in the center. That's kind of more what I mean.
I don't think this is really a center issue, because where are the no's coming from?
What do you mean?
The people that are against it...
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the political dividing line is?
Oh, I meant it more like not Republican Democrat stuff, but like sports fan, non sports fan. Sports ball, you know that person that likes to make fun of us because we like sports.
And again, I think you can draw a little bit of a political line on that.
They probably tend
to lean a certain way.
Probably tend to lean probably my way on a lot of stuff.
Probably.
I don't live here, so I did not vote for any of them.
I'm just saying, you know,
if I did, I'd vote for them like four or five times in one election.
I'm just saying.
That's how we do it.
There you go. But I think there is a little tinge of that. I'm not saying that the Oregonian out there isn't saying, not with my taxes. Like, they're out there.
Dude, go out to Pendleton.
They're out there.
Find me Ontario.
Oh, I mean, what's the
Burns, Oregon.
Yeah, I say, what was the one, the ranch in Idaho? I mean, you get out in eastern Oregon, you might as well be on the same property.
Yeah, you're kind
of
out there.
You know what I mean? The
state of Jefferson, as they like to call it.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. Yeah, if you're in that region, I'm sure there's some of you
out there.
But
I'm sure.
I think it's... at best 80-20, if we're talking percentages.
I think so too.
At best.
I think so too, because, you know, like, I love this text. I think this text is fantastic. It came through about an hour ago. It says, "Hey bros, I'm a politically progressive and a big sports fan. I've been listening quietly and open-minded for the last couple of weeks to all station shows about the frustration of negotiations." Time out. Shout out for listening to us wall to wall. That's a P1 right there. I'm generally, I feel like this is how it is supposed to go. We all get sick of billionaires, sports or not, insisting the only place they will grace their presence to operate their business is wherever charges zero taxes, invests the most city money for the sake of the bottom line of a private business. I'm glad the city is being jerks as long as it ultimately gets done. I don't mind posturing. I don't mind close calls on deadlines and insisting transparency and community investment. I think that is a brilliant statement, and I couldn't agree more with you. I am okay with pushback on stuff. Mm-hmm. I think the problem is when it's somebody who has not held themselves accountable is asking to hold you accountable. Bro, I'm with you, dude. I do not want to hear the optics of a billionaire asking me for $600 million is rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
And again, I agree with that sentiment as far as the ask for the money, but we also know the reality of it. I get what they're saying. My pushback is, and this is going to sound a little harsh, and I don't mean that to this particular listener, that sounds like virtue signaling. You're doing it just for the sake of doing it. You're saber rattling just for the sake of doing it. If you're okay with it just getting done, then why?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is it so you can just say that you're the good guy in all this? And I'm not saying that particular person. I'm talking about that idea.
Yeah, I think
you know what I'm saying?
Like, I think there's a lot of posturing. And again, I've been kind of comparing this to like people that have iPhones versus people that have Androids.
Mm-hmm.
There's one side of that argument is very critical of the other side. And the other side is kind of like, dude, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're both made with rare earth minerals.
They're both like have batteries that will never go away.
Uh-huh.
Like they, it's all just about user interface.
I do hate the green bubbles.
I will. I hate green bubbles too, but that's because we're elitist and yes. iPhones are better. I remember having this conversation. One of the first times I ever met Mike Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The great Mike Lynch. He was telling me about, we're just like, I think we went and got a beer, and I was like, what do you like to do, man? He was like, oh, I play a lot of video games.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like what kind of games do you play? And he was like, well, I like this and this. And honestly, a lot of my friends are some of my online gaming buddies. And he had this real sad, morose tone mm-hmm. to him. And I was like, that sounds awesome, dude. How long have you been friends with these guys? And all of a sudden, he started to perk up and was like, 10, 15 years. I go, dude, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. You guys like, he was like, yeah. And we like get together once or twice a year. Like we go on a trip together and he like brightened up because he was so terrified that I was going to judge him.
Mm-hmm.
That would be like, oh, you play video games, you loser. It's like, bro, you know how much baseball I watch? You know how much Star Wars I like?
Mm-hmm.
Last night I watched for a few dollars more because I like bad Westerns. Well, that's not bad. That's a great one. I like old Westerns. Dude, Don't judge me because I like sports.
No.
I'm not going to judge you because you like anything else.
No, and the sense of it in that vein is, this is going to come across weird, I know, but it's, and both sides do it. I'm saying in this particular instance, there's almost this, I have to, from the left side of things, there has to be this, it's the anti Elon Tesla Club sticker.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I have to show you that I'm the good guy in this. I had to fight against this. Ultimately, I'm okay with it being done, but I've got to prove to you that, you know, I've got to put my foot down. Well, you didn't actually put your foot down. Even the people that disagree, if you're saying that and you're truly, truly, truly okay with whatever outcome comes, even if I disagree with you 1,000%, I can at least see it from that point of view. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just doing it just to do it, just so you can say you felt better about it, I can't stand by that. And that's with whatever issue. If you're going to stand on it, stand on it. Like, I'm okay with that. Even if we disagree. If we agree, we disagree, doesn't matter. I can at least, having a conviction. You understand what I'm saying? It's,
mm-hmm.
it's like the bumper sticker thing. It's like, if you really cared about it, you wouldn't drive the Tesla. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would go get another electric car or another hybrid. There's a Rivian out there. There's a, what's the other one? The Lucid. Like, there's other, like, luxury electrical vehicles.
Bro, we don't make Rivian money.
But you understand? Like,
I know what
you understand
mean.
What I'm saying? There are
I wanted a Rivian really badly before I brought the Bronco, and then I saw it was like, oh, Bronco it is.
Bronco it is. But again, like, there's...
Bronco Sport it is.
Go get whatever comparable thing. If you genuinely care about it, don't put the bumper sticker. Because again, I don't mean this as a shot of this texture, because it's a well thought out, like, I get what they're saying, I just disagree. It feels like you're slapping the bumper sticker on your argument.
This texter, I'm new to this show. Welcome, buddy. Glad to have you. And I'm a lifelong fan of the Blazers. Seattle regenerated regenerated Key Arena for $1.3 billion not long ago. Mm-hmm. They put life back into the city. PDX has basically chosen to write off every meaningful entity that contributes entertainment, job, and culture. I would leave, too, if I owned the franchise. People aren't thinking about the $400 million in annual revenue that the team generates, and the stadium is $600 million. Yeah. Yeah. Seems like the governor has her hands in this problem. That I'm not 100% sure. But that's the point that I've also kind of made about, like, my party analogy.
Mm-hmm.
If I buy the club, okay? Mm-hmm. I bought the club, and they're throwing a huge party tonight. And I show up, and everybody at the club is like, oh, God, Patrick's here. And they start saying that to my face. And then people start writing articles about how nobody likes me. Then why would I want to stay here? Oh, and now my landlord is being a jerk? Yeah, dude, I'll just leave.
The flip side of that is you can also do things to not piss off those people.
Without a doubt.
Again, Dundon and the Blazers
it's all signs.
This is not innocent. I like the Seattle analogy of Key Arena and everything that kind of came with that. Which way politically does Seattle lean?
Oh, they're left.
Okay. How many massive global top 100 companies are in Seattle?
Well, there's a couple.
Are they running out of Seattle?
No, they're not.
Are they building more? Have you been up to Seattle recently? How many skyscraper cranes do you see in downtown Seattle?
There's a lot going on up there, man. Yeah, you got Amazon. I mean, even Kirkland is a large brand for Costco. What else do you got? You get Google up there. I think you get
Boeing.
There's also...
Now, they've outsourced some of that stuff because of some of the politics around it.
And isn't there a big video game maker in Seattle as well?
A bunch of them.
Yeah.
Xbox is there.
That's right. Yeah, because Microsoft is there.
Yeah.
Microsoft, Google, Meta, Apple.
Oh, yeah, Meta's there.
Expedia, Smartsheet.
I totally forgot Meta's there.
Outreach. And then
this whole
have a
idea
bunch of AI and emerging tech as well.
Yeah. So this whole idea that you can't do it in a left-leaning city is...
That's not true. It's just not true.
It's the internal politics of the city. And that's where you can point the line at city council.
And Seattle probably got a little away with losing the Sonics with Clay Bennett because they still had the Mariners. They still had the Seahawks. And that kept their infrastructure there, which allowed them to eventually get the Kraken. And they will eventually get the Sonics back.
But what did they do?
They put $1.3 billion into that stadium. They gutted it.
I'll tell you, you've been up there, right?
I have.
Whole area around there.
So awesome.
So awesome. And I'll tell you right now, parking's a nightmare and still awesome.
Still worth it.
Awesome.
I don't know. Before the Kraken were there and Climate Pledge did that thing, I don't know the last time I was in that neighborhood.
It was much like the Rose Quarter. Mm-hmm. It was a dead zone. You had the Space Needle there, which still has some tourism and stuff around it for sure, and the market's not that far away, and you've got all of downtown Seattle right there. But it was a dead zone.
Mm.
It was.
And to a point that we have made, I think we were talking about this yesterday, and texters have pointed it out as well. If the Blazers leave here, you ain't getting baseball. You ain't getting hockey. You ain't getting anything. Now, maybe you get lucky, and in 10 years down the line, the NBA realizes it would be nice to have the Blazers back in Portland, kind of like they're doing in Seattle, where they've realized, okay, guys, the Seattle situation sucked. Expansion's coming. We're going to throw it your way. If Memphis ever needs to leave Nashville, maybe in 10 years they would think about Portland, but that's a big if. If you lose a sports team and then you got nothing of the Big Four, you're in big trouble. I don't know if you can ever come back from that.
I think it would be, and I've said this so many times, I think it would kill the city. I genuinely think that because, you know, again, Seattle could withstand, and not in a good way, but they were able to withstand the Sonics leaving because they did have the Mariners. They did have the Seahawks. And also, when you're talking about corporate infrastructure, you have Amazon, you have Google, you have Apple, you have Xbox, you have Boeing. You have not Fortune 500, Fortune 100, and Fortune 50 companies. Your economy is doing great.
I mean, you might have a couple Fortune 5s.
That's what I mean. Like, Portland doesn't have that. You've got Intel and Nike, which are further out. And guess what they did for those companies? Guess what Beaverton did?
Hmm.
Guess what Hillsborough did? They made accommodations.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington's also run differently, as Gray Hughes points out on the YouTubes. You know, there's a state tax and not a big income tax up there.
Again.
So it is a different tax structure.
But those are the things that matter.
Let's get into 10 toes down. I'm sure there'll be a ton of this. We can circle back in the in closing arguments if you like. You can keep texting in your thoughts on the Moda Center. But let's get into 10 toes down, have a little fun. You ask the questions, Danny and I answer them. No wishy-washing. 2 feet flat on the ground. 503-864-6326. It's next. 105.1 The Fan.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 10 toes down. We do this every single Thursday at 12:15. You ask the questions, we answer them. 503-864-6326. 2 feet flat on the ground, all 10 toes. No wishy-washy, no vacillating. I see you guys still having that conversation on the YouTubes over there, at least. Keep it friendly. Keep it friendly over there. We're almost to the finish line, guys. We're almost there.
Hoosah.
Hoosah. Woosahs. I'll take breaths. We'll circle back around in closing arguments. But 10 toes down, let's see here. We haven't talked about food a lot today, Danny. You want to get some food?
We just had the hot dog.
12:26. I know, but that wasn't really food.
Yeah.
That was a lack of food. It was an item.
It was a lack of food.
10 toes down. What's the best meal you've ever had from the shadiest looking place?
Oh, that's easy. Mm-hmm. When I graduated basic training, my dad came down for my graduation and we're in San Antonio. We drove and I got a new pair of glasses and contacts so I could get off my BCGs. For those who don't know, those are the
I don't know what a BCG is.
Birth control glasses.
Birth control glasses?
Because there ain't nothing happening with those on. Those are those big, thick, brown glasses we've had in the military since the 60s.
Okay.
Nobody looks good at those. You just look ugly.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. They're hideous. So I had to get those off my face immediately. And while we were waiting for them to get made, because the optometrist was a former retired Air Force colonel who's an optometrist in the Air Force. He was like, you just graduated, huh? And I was like, yeah, what gave it away? And he's like, I'll tell you what. Normally this takes a day. I'll go back and make them right now. I was like, sweet. So my dad's like, you want to eat? And I was like, yes, literally everything, because I'd eaten like crap for the last 8 weeks. So we drove around San Antonio until we found the seediest, dirtiest, just hole-in-the-wall Mexican spot. And we both looked at each other. We saw it from the freeway, and we were like, that one. We drove around for like a half hour. I mean, this place was maybe a minute from being condemned. One of the best Mexican meals I've ever had in my entire life. Literal mom-and-pop shop. Abuela back there making the chili rellenos. I mean, everything was made from scratch. I had a plate that was 2 feet wide. And everything was so, so good. That's the best food I've had in this country as far as, like, from the seediest place. Seediest place, we do not have the time to go down those lists of the places that I've eaten around the world.
Yeah, the YouTube called it out that it was going to be a Mexican joint. Mine is actually not a Mexican joint. Mm-hmm. The shadiest place I've ever eaten out of is probably on the east side of Oahu.
There you go.
In a
shack.
In a dirt road in what was, I believe, a food cart. Loose term cart. More like some boards holding some things up, and it's the best plate lunch I've ever had. It was absolutely incredible.
So, seediest in North America is the fish taco stand in Mexico off Baja. It's quite literally 2x4s nailed together with a piece of like tin metal over the top, and the guy just has a stove hooked up to like a gas tank, and he goes down and fishes and brings it up and cooks it right there. Like, that's in North America. Overseas, probably the street meat in Afghanistan.
Again, street meat anywhere.
Street meat.
You're playing with fire, but every time it hits.
Just the phrase street meat is amazing.
Street meat, like street vendor in Afghanistan.
I know, but just... I got street meat in the Philippines. I got street meat in Egypt. Mm-hmm. I got street meat in Afghanistan. I got street meat in Kalispell, Montana. Mm-hmm. And you're like, yep, sounds great.
Sounds good.
Sounds delicious.
The only place that I wouldn't do the street meat without like being terrified is India. Like that one ruined me.
I've seen those Instagram videos where the guys in meta glasses walking around all the street vendors.
Uh-huh.
watching dipping fingers in.
Oh, whole hands. That hand hasn't seen clean water in weeks.
Yeah, it might as well. You might
not
as well,
for lack of it. It's just.
You might as well lick the
just
cup.
A walking yeah. health code
oh,
violation.
Oh yeah, you're just like, I mean, they're just like, I've seen street vendors in that region of the world. Their utensils don't exist. Like everything is hand done. Like you're stirring with hands. It's tough. It's tough. Like I always tell people, if you're going to travel the world and you were not a world traveler in general, start at like established restaurants in a region. Then work your way up. Like if you're gonna go to the Middle East,
you can't just go and shock your system immediately.
No, like hell, Mexico. Don't like get off the plane and like that street vendor looks dope. No, 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 no. Go to the Senor Frogs.
To be fair, that's the first thing that I did.
Oh, I know.
Senor Frogs. I've been a Senor Frogs.
But you know what I mean? Like you start with the regional chain, because that alone, if you've got the weak American stomach and you already get a little rumbly in your tumbly from Taco Bell. And I'm not talking like parasite Taco Bell, like apparently it's going around everywhere right now.
Explosive diarrhea.
But it like there are just things that are out there that if you think that we have issues with how we control our food, the FDA and all those kind of things, let me introduce you to second and third world nations. It's very different.
This is 10 Toes Down. We do it every Thursday at 12:15. We'll take a quick break. We've got more to come. We might be able to sneak in. I know I say that every time, but give it a shot anyway. 503-864-6326. But there's Casey with sports. Hanging out here in 10 Toes Down for it's a Thursday, and it's those kind of days today. I did share something with you in the break, Danny, that I did want to bring up real quick. I am actually going to hang out at the airport tonight.
Yeah, I'm still trying to process. Why?
Well, I need to go pick up the wife. She comes home tonight, which, by the way, I had a couple listeners ask me yesterday at Gold PDX. They're like, how you doing? The wife comes home tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, man, thanks. That means a lot to me.
There you go. Pay attention.
Because you're paying attention. You understand that I care. I have to drop off food at her mom's house at like 6:30, and she lands at 8. So I'm thinking about going to the Loyal Legion out there and having a little dinner and watching some TV and have a brewski or two, and then make the wife drive me home.
I bet you'd be able to turn something on TV that got better ratings than the Home Run Derby.
There are some things that are good.
Wait, what? Did the Home Run Derby get terrible ratings?
Worst ratings in the last 23 years.
Now, is part of that because we don't necessarily know ratings of streaming services?
No.
Oh, that's not good.
It got buried.
Which is too bad, because it was fun.
Yeah.
What did it get buried behind? There was nothing on.
That's what I mean.
Oh, God.
There was nothing else on. And
I hate when you do this to me.
Take a wild guess what the ratings were for the Home Run Derby on Netflix, a service that I would measure most people have.
6.5. I'm serious.
So am I.
Oh, dang. Oh,
yikes.
Dang.
Care to venture a guess?
Is it in the sevens?
Mm-mm.
Oh, God.
Lower.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go lower.
5.3.
Brutal.
Oh.
Brutal.
That's brutal.
Buddy, that's regular season primetime NBA game.
That's Fox Cop Show.
Like, that's what that is. 5.3 is, that's so unfortunate, too, because like you said, it was fun. It was good. Guys put on a show.
Mm.
Nobody cared.
Yikes.
It's like, ooh.
10 toes down, last little bit on food here. Homemade non-tortillas, sourdough, or biscuits, which you choosing? I'm out on biscuits. I don't like biscuits. It's a textural thing. I find them all super dry. If I have to add something to it to eat it, I don't love that.
I am a... What are our options?
Non-tortillas, sourdough, or biscuits. Homemade.
I think I'm non and sourdough.
You got to pick one, buddy.
I think I'll take the sourdough.
I'm going sourdough. Yeah.
Sourdough, much more versatile.
Yeah, for sure. Because, was it a sourdough? It's a sourdough rye. I saw somebody make the other day, and I was like, oh, you can do that?
I'm surprised I'm the only one that's going to do this. Give me the tortillas, man. Homemade tortillas.
I thought you said tortillas were not tortillas.
Non-tortillas, sourdough, or biscuits.
Oh, I thought you were saying non as in
non-tortilla.
I thought you were making me decide.
N-A-A-N.
Oh, okay.
Non.
Now you're making this difficult for me.
Because non is great.
You're giving me both tortilla and non. I don't know if you saw what I had this morning.
I didn't have to. I smelled it. It smells like everything you
it's
have
the
every
same
morning.
Same thing. Every
no, 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 no. There was a little bit of leftovers that I had from the Indian spot last night. There was a little bit of
protein, carb, and a piece of bread.
Well, yeah, it's true. I do lean in that kind of that vein, but it was goat curry with a little bit of naan.
Ooh, that does
that's
sound
what,
good.
That's what the little little bowl was. I was like, because my meal prep was a little light this morning. It was just the last one was left. I was like, ugh.
I'm sticking to sourdough. Sourdough is much more versatile than the rest of them.
Well, the tortilla is the most versatile.
What sweets can you do with a tortilla?
What can't you do in a tortilla? The tortilla is the best delivery mechanism of all things. You agree.
I'm with Danny. Yes.
I'm out.
The tortilla is the most versatile.
Nope.
See, I love great sourdough, but I actually prefer sourdough on its own. I don't really like making sandwiches with sourdough. I'm like a wheat bread guy.
It depends on the sandwich for me.
Let's get into some sports here. 10 toes down, LeBalco, LeBron, goes home.
To Portland?
Well, according to a pickleball star, LeBron's coming to Portland.
Look, if you want to go full Dumb and Dumber here, just totally redeem yourself. LeBron James, again, not happening. If he came to Portland, sweet mother of Moses. Pandemonium. Also, the arena deal would be done.
Yes, it would be done. It would be 100% done.
Also, Dame would be like, really going to bring two Nike guys? Two Nike guys? Ja and Braun? Nike's over here like, no. Come on. I mean, that would be bonkers.
I do believe he is going home, 10 toes down. The idea that a pickleball star at the ESPYs last night said that LeBron's coming to Portland.
Because Tom Dunnan owns the pickleball league, and she's heard that he's trying to get LeBron here.
Boy, that's Charlie from Always Sunny with the cigarette and pointing at the board.
Pepe Silvia over here.
Yes. I do believe he's going to Cleveland. It makes the most sense.
Yeah. Well, if he doesn't go to Cleveland, for me, I've said this earlier, Minnesota.
I love him in Minnesota. I think it's such a good idea.
Makes perfect sense.
I think it's such a good idea.
You've got two defensive stalwarts in Jaden and Rudy, although it would be funny to have to, you know, LeBron and Rudy would have to play together after France.
If 10 toes down, if Portland rejects the city council stuff, what city in Oregon could pick up the Blazers? I feel like Wilsonville could do it if they gave Town Center Loop to the Blazers, but traffic would be awful. Danny, your thoughts? You have to pick one. What's the best one? Y'all are going to hate mine.
I would say Tualatin. There's that whole piece of land just south of I-5-205. That was when the Raiders were doing their whole thing. There was a group that was like, well, we could build a stadium down here. Because there is. Like, because they decided that 205 was only going to be on the right side of I-5 instead of on the left side and connecting out to 26, there is a giant, giant piece of land right there in between Tualatin and Wilsonville. It's just like, what are you going to do with this? I mean, you want to talk about interstate access and building an arena and all that kind of things, especially with having 205 and I-5 right there? That's what I would do.
Yeah, but that's my favorite place to drive because there's no cars over there ever. It's the back road special.
I know, but stuff an arena in there?
I wouldn't hate it.
I'd be okay with that.
You guys ready?
Get it.
The best answer is easy. It's not even close. But it goes against the state of the question.
Well, yeah, it's not Vancouver.
It is 100% Vancouver, without a doubt.
No.
It's the best place for it.
No.
Well, yep, can do.
You have to go over a bridge that has wrecks on it all the time.
This is the city of bridges. They all have wrecks on them.
Yeah, okay. Don't ever send a text in the group chat again about about a wreck on the bridge or the bridge being up.
I'll take it out of the intro.
See? Yeah.
Don't do that. I love that drop. Yeah. I love that. Such a good line. I mean, it's got to be like Gresham or Troutdale, right?
No.
Too far away?
Too far. And
Way too far.
Not only that, it funnels in. There's only one way in, one way out. You have to have the multiple entry point, exit point. That's where I-5-205. I mean, think about where it's at now. You've got 84 I-5 there. You have to have something that's bridging some sort of gap. And Lord knows, I mean, they've already tried to, they've already got the not Max line, it's like the West line. The West Side Transit, I think, is what it is, but it's funny because it goes south. It's like, well, what are we doing here?
Bleak hit me with the Vancouver can't even keep their MLS team. How would they get the Blazers? That's a good joke. That's a good joke.
But yeah, no, if you're talking about keeping it in this region, because you can't go out to Hillsborough because you only have the one way out there with 26. it would have to. It would not just because I live down there. It's the only feasible place to keep it like regionally making sense.
Now, how sick would the Blazers be if they were in Newport?
Again, too far out, but
you would move to like Lincoln City.
I mean,
and then commute from Lincoln City to Newport.
Nah, I don't like the Oregon coast.
Oh, really?
I mean, don't get me wrong. For everybody,
I don't mind the Oregon coast.
It's pretty, but it's the coast, not the beach.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that.
Yeah, it's
I
grew up gorgeous.
There. Oh yeah,
gorgeous.
I like the beach a lot.
I
like the coast a lot.
Cold sand is weird to me. Just completely foreign to my body.
Just used to it.
Yeah, when you grow up walking on white hot sand as a little kid, it's like, what? Why is this cold and
there's
wet?
Warm sand?
Yeah, it's a real thing and it's glorious.
The Maupin Trailblazers, the Burns Trailblazers.
Yeah, that has probably some different connotations to it. Be careful with that one.
The Eugene Trailblazers, brought to you by Phil Knight and the Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, no.
What would you do?
Too far. Too far. Like, I don't even think, like, even like another large metro area, you can't go as far south as Salem.
And traffic is already awful for duck games.
Yeah. Oof. Ooh. 41 times a year.
Yeah. Ugh.
43, first round exit.
Yeah, there you go.
Closing arguments coming up next. That's 10 Toes Down every single Thursday at 12:15. Thanks for being a part of it. We'll wrap up shop. Call it a day next. 105.1 The Fan.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Bryan Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays, and now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, that's going to do it for us. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we'll probably have to get into some of this Adam Silver stuff, whether it's gambling or Gary Trent Jr. Maybe talk a little World Cup final, as that's finally coming to an end. You mentioned something yesterday, the access the White Sox gave to ESPN for the number one pick.
I've reread that article like 3 times now, and I'm finding like new little nuggets each time.
Cool.
Like, oh.
Cool. We'll get into that. We'll take a look ahead to the weekend. A friendly programming reminder, the Timbers take on the Seattle Sounders today. Kick is at 7:30.
Where can you find that?
You can find that right here, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM, your home of the Portland Timbers. Prime time will be bumped. They'll finish their show at 6:30 today, and then Adam Sussman will take it over. Then they'll send it over to Fletcher Johnson and Aaron Heinsohn, our good friends of this program. They will be broadcasting live from Lumen Field. Yes, it is back to being called Lumen Field. Mm. And Aaron told us yesterday that there's still grass at Lumen Field.
Yeah, they're ripping the grass up literally right now at AT&T Stadium.
It's so dumb.
It's like, why?
It's so dumb.
What? Use it for an event. Sell it off to charity.
Yeah, totally.
Something.
Oh, dude, if you... What was the last game in Dallas? What was the last game of the World Cup in Dallas?
Wasn't that just it? Wasn't that the semifinal? Wasn't Spain-France?
I think it was in Georgia.
Was it Georgia?
Oh, Spain-France might have been in Dallas. Oh,
I thought it was Dallas.
You don't think a bunch of Spaniards or Frenchies want a little
Spaniards,
square?
For sure.
A little square of that grass?
France might buy it.
Spain-France was in Arlington.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Like, you could sell that to the Argentinians. They'll buy the whole damn stadium if you let them.
Yeah.
Like, we need new seats, guys. Take it with you.
Yeah. Like, the Boise State was selling 40-year-old Smurf turf for, you know, 20 grand.
Yeah, no kidding.
What do you sell World Cup grass on? Like, that. You don't think, Barca or Real Madrid could sell some of their great grass at the end of the season after winning a cup?
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Bro. FIFA missed a chance to make money?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
How did that happen?
Oh, side note, anytime Johnny Infantino was brought on television,
the booze,
everybody was together.
That was great. I caught the first time he came on yesterday.
The second one in the second half was immensely louder.
Oh, man.
Well, because just more people kept showing up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, more people kept showing up.
That much more, huh?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Because when I left at halftime, when the show got over, we were filling the street.
When Argentina went up 2-0 for the 6 minutes that were left in that game, it was borderline Thunderdome.
Oh.
Like, cars were about to get turned over and set on fire.
When I left, how long was it before somebody tried to take my chair? Or did we confiscate?
Oh, we were pretty good about that. Okay. We were pretty good about that.
That was pretty funny. How many times did we get approached about our spare chair for Aaron Heinsohn?
Someone would walk up and they'd be like, they would look at us and be like, "Are you on the air?" And we're like, "Yeah, just a sec." And they'd be like, "Hey, what's up?" And you'd like, think you're meeting a fan. Mm-hmm. And they're like, "Can I have that chair?" And you're like, "No.
No.
Go away.
We need it."
Did you see what the Pickles did last night?
I did not.
The Pickles had heated rivalry night.
Oh.
And they
and
had
it's
a,
not an actual heated rivalry.
They had a pitcher, tall guy, throwing to a short guy, mm-hmm. and he hits the short guy, and he walks out to fight him. Then the short guy jumps in his arms, Yogi Berra style, like mm-hmm. Don Larson in the 61 series, and they start making out at the mound. Excellent. I'm all about it. I'm all about it.
I'm not.
Lean into it. Lean into it. Have some fun. Why not? Why not? Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit leskinlaw.com for more information. Leskin Law's one-day divorce mediation, peace treaties, not war plans. That's going to do it for us. We will catch you all mañana. For Danny Meringue, that's Casey Smith. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.